Day 48, Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 through 11, and I'll be reading in the ESV this morning. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true, and the Lord, the God of spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoers still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy.'" The final verses of Revelation are more than just a conclusion. They are a call to action. The words of this prophecy are trustworthy and true. This isn't a collection of fantastical stories, but a reliable message from God about things that are unseen, yet both already and soon to be taking place. This urgency is meant to motivate believers to live in light of what has been revealed. Again, this is not a hidden treasure map to solve secrets. It is a call to faithful courage in the face of adversity and spiritual warfare. In our culture, it can become quite easy to ignore Santa and worship the presents. What I mean by that is we tend to focus on the immediate gifts or happenings rather than the giver. Perhaps this is one of the reasons for the apocalyptic prophetic text calling us to wake up to the realities of the unseen, to truly contemplate God's sovereignty as it relates to both prosperity and pain. John is not immune to this trap either. In all of this vision, he falls at the feet of the angel to worship him. The angel immediately stops him, stating, "He is only the messenger and not the one deserving of worship." This is a powerful reminder that all of God's servants, whether divine or human, are simply that, servants. Our worship belongs to God alone, and we must not get so caught up in the message that we forget the one who sent it. The angel then delivers a command that seems to go against the typical prophetic practice of the time. "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." Unlike Daniel, who was told to seal his prophecy, John is commanded to make it public. This underscores the immediacy of the message. The truths of Revelation are not a distant future. They are for the present, intended to guide and strengthen believers in their current circumstances. The passage concludes with a stark and sobering reality. We all must choose between evil and righteousness. This is not just a command, but a declaration of spiritual finality. The time for decision is now. The finality of these choices means that those who refuse to follow God's call will continue on their destructive path, while those who have chosen righteousness will continue to be made holy. The final verses of this chapter are a plea for immediacy and obedience. The reality of Christ's imminent return and the final judgment should not inspire fear, but a renewed sense of purpose. The message is clear. Live with the understanding that what you've read is true. The time is at hand, and your choices matter. Will you pray with me? God, thank you for the clarity and truth of your word. Help me to live with a sense of urgency, knowing that your promises are true and your return is near. Strengthen me to remain faithful. Amen.